Hey, what's going on, guys? God bless you. Welcome back to the Mac Effect. I really appreciate you guys tuning in, like always. Here we go again with a great episode that we have set up for you guys. At this moment right now, I definitely want to just take the time to say thank you to my guests that have, voluntarily came into the podcast, giving me their time, their stories, their effort, for believing in me and just allowing me to put their stories out there too. You know, vulnerability, a lot of stuff that, you know, a lot of us wouldn't want to share, but they were actually open to do it. So I want to thank my guests. I want to thank all the subscribers. I want to thank all the listeners, all the viewers, all your likes, comments. They're a blessing. Now, with all that, we also get the negative ones too, right? That say little smart comments here and there. And I'll be honest, some of them can hurt. But I'm learning. God is teaching me how to receive the good and just push away the bad. At the end of the day, the comments just keep the algorithm going. So even the haters, thank you guys for that as well. But I want to thank the subscribers, the people that share the love, people that have shared to me how the channel has blessed them, blessed their marriage, blessed their relationship, either with a partner or with friendships and mother-daughter or dad and son, any type of relationship that has been blessed. I'm just so grateful. But yeah, guys, with that being said, it is my pleasure, my honor to lead episode number 10. I will be discussing with you guys a specific topic that I actually mentioned a couple weeks back on my Instagram about entitlement. So that's going to be the title of the episode. I hope you guys enjoy it. Stay with me till the very end. We have special announcements, but I hope you guys enjoy this next episode. See you guys soon. What's up, guys? Thank you for tuning in for this week's episode called Entitlement. I definitely knew I needed to do an episode like this after the response my social media got with a post that I did. So just to share with you guys, I'll be posting the picture there so that you guys can see. But I made a post on Instagram a couple weeks back, and many, many people reacted to it. So just to kind of give you an example, normally, if I post something, I'll get a couple hearts here and there, a couple thumbs up, a couple hundreds on there, right? I'm saying maybe like 30 or 40. But when I posted the post of entitlement, it got several hundreds, close to thousands. And I was just asking God, why are you giving me this? Why are you showing me this? Like, there's a reason why you're putting this in my heart. And to be honest, it resonated with so many of you. I want to share with you guys a little bit the post that I did. I'll read it with you guys. It says, "A huge problem that we are currently facing is called entitlement. We all are included in this. The hurt feelings, the offended, the I deserve, the I deserved. This is what destroys families. Blinds love, distorts truth, manipulates personal agendas. When it was never about you, it was always about love. And love is the biggest selfless action in this world. Love means you matter more than me. Hint, Jesus dying on the cross, the ultimate act of love." And then I put it right there, read it twice if need be. Because the truth is, sometimes we do have to read things twice. We forget. And if you guys see, and anyone that has been walking in my journey in the Mac Effect, I never say you. I say we, because I always include myself in this. But when it comes to entitlement, it was actually the week of my mother-in-law Star where a lot of this started happening, where I started kind of noticing, like, what's going on? Like, why is God showing me this? Like, it just doesn't make sense. So I start praying and I start asking God, you know, why does my spirit feel so much like I'm just uneasy? There's so much stuff going on, hate, love, all kinds of stuff just around me. What's going on? And I really felt he like zoned in on that word entitlement. And it first starts with me, guys. I'm not going to sit here and say it's only everyone else. It starts with me. Anyone knows, or anyone that has been walking with me understands that I refer to my first, before me and Jackie got separated, that's my first marriage. We separated, we never officially divorced, we got back together, but I call that my second marriage. So in my first marriage, I'll be honest, I'll be the example here, and then I'll share other ones as well. In the sense of, I started getting entitled. I started thinking, I'm better than other people. I'm married to a celebrity. I'm married to someone that's a reality star. And it started getting to my head little by little. I don't think I acted like I was better than anyone else. Or maybe that's just my way of trying to defend that I was acting that way back then. But it was getting to me. I just have to be honest. Like, there was a point in my head that I thought stardom and fame was going to belong to me. So when we separated, well, obviously those dreams and that stuff quickly collapsed and just were broken, which is a good thing because it humbled me quickly. And it also started teaching me to value the things that matter, that money and positions and titles cannot get you, right? Like my children, like spending time with them, growing with them, learning with them. It was just taking, it was really teaching me something different that I just was not accustomed or used to. So when I get back together with Jackie and we're going through our sessions, you know, that was actually a topic, right? Like, am Jackie feeling obviously that I only want to be with her because of her money? Because what can I offer to her? And in that, I'm also struggling in finding identity, which I'm kind of leading away from entitlement, but I have to share it because you guys are people that I'm always vulnerable with. I ended up realizing I can offer way more than just money. Now, can I get in the working field and contribute? 100%, absolutely. I've done it my whole life prior to that. But I think God was really honing in on something with me where it's like, what you need to contribute is what this family desperately needs. And it's not going to be a job. It's going to be dying to yourself so everyone else around you can live. Entitlement. So at first I was kind of thinking a little bit like, you know, is because I'm unhealthy. I'm every day I'm trying to heal mentally, physically, and emotionally. So a part of me, the old self tries to come back and say, you know, you might be famous again. But I had to let that idea die and say, no, that's not my purpose. My purpose is to love this woman, to honor this woman, and to bless this family, and start contributing with in the areas that you could contribute where Jackie lacks or where is her weakness, I can be her strength. And where her strength is, that's possibly my weakness or most likely, and that's where she helps me with, right? So we're growing, we're developing, we're doing this, and I start realizing like, man, as she's growing and maturing, certain things happen around us that just I don't feel comfortable with, or a certain person doesn't give me a good vibe, or I just dealing with people in the past that have hurt us, but they're still here in the present. It was just difficult because a part of me was like, no, screw them. I don't want them near. I don't want them around. Like, you know, no. And God really hit me and he said, you know, we're called to love. We're not called to what you want. I'll give you an example. When me and Jackie got back together originally, it was difficult to convivir con su familia, to mingle with her family, because there was a part that was resentful. Like, y'all didn't care about me when I was separated. No one called, no one asked, no one cared. The only thing that was a concern was, am I going to get money? So healing had to take place in the sense of like, do they really love me? Do they not love me? Do they love me, but they want me at a distance? All these emotions stir up, and eventually you have to figure out, you know what? The value that I carry is not something that's given to me by others. It's given to me just by the grace of God. And what I started doing is I just started letting it go. And it sounds weird because, at least for me, guys, I don't know, maybe you guys can tell me if I'm right or wrong, but sometimes we want things to be fair. Like, no, if you made me hurt, you need to hurt so that one day we can call it fair and then we can squash it. But life's not about fair and life's not about real. And it's through counseling sessions, through fights with Jackie, through arguments in counseling and all kinds of stuff around us, I ended up seeing how God was showing to me, like, when you love someone, you die so that other person can live. And I'll give you an example when it comes to my in-laws, or in her, and not just my in-laws, in Jackie's side of the family, you know, how I was hesitant to love back. I had to learn to let go. There was no such thing as making them pay back what they have caused so that we can be even. There's no such thing. That's Jackie's family. And if I love her, not only am I going to learn to let things go, but I'm going to embrace her and what she comes with. And what she comes with is a family, is four amazing siblings that look out for her like crazy, that will literally say, you know what, Jax, might not agree, but you are my sister and I will follow you because you are my sister. And at the end of the day, it doesn't matter whether I agree with it or whether I don't. That's what love does. That's what love is. Like, you can't expect, like me selfishly expect, for everyone else to behave differently. Again, going to examples, like in my side of the family, my mom won't just side with me just because I'm her son. There's been many times where me and Jackie have been arguing, and the question that my mom makes to Jackie is not, you know, what did you do? You know, treat him right, do this. No, it's, ¿qué ha hecho Michael? ¿Qué hizo? ¿Qué? Like, it goes back to, I did something wrong, right? It's traumas. It's things that my mom hasn't healed from either. And many of us, right? Like, the same way Jackie has trauma, her brothers and sisters have trauma, I have it. We all have it. This is the reason why when I made the post, I said we all have this entitlement thing going on where when you think of that name that you're thinking of right now, if I say there's going to be a family party and that person's going to show up, that person that you probably don't even think about or doesn't show up, but this time that person's going to show up. That right there, guys, is entitlement. Because that person deserves forgiveness, deserves mercy, deserves love. And when this all started, when I did this post, it was when my mother-in-law star was going to happen. I didn't want a specific person there. Then I got a call from someone saying, you know, what am I going to do when I see this specific person, which is a totally different subject, right? Like different people. And I'm like, man, even that person, you know, who's not even related, feels that there's worry of who's going to be there and who's not. And I could only imagine when the tabloids took and ran with my wife and my her siblings inviting the grandma, grandpa, aunts, uncles, how it was taken into like they're only doing it just because. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. All I know is what an act of love. Because whether you liked it or whether you didn't, that day they understood, man, God's speaking to me right now. They understood it's not about the kids, it's about mom. And mom would love to have her entire family there. And days after the star, the drama still continues. Entitlement. I didn't show up because of this reason. Entitlement. That day wasn't about you. It was about her. And that point that I just made right there, I know it can start problems. And I'm not one to look for problems. I'm one to simply share the truth, or what I believe is the truth, where it was not the time. Yet who teaches us this is the time and this is not the time? It's hard because there's a pride and there's an ego inside that says, no, I deserve it. And it manipulates your agenda to say that it's about you. I have family drama. There's issues between one of my sisters, which I don't think it's that big of a deal, but we haven't had the opportunity to communicate and talk. And then there's another one with my older brother where, again, I haven't had the opportunity to talk. But I won't sit here and lie to you guys and say that the pride is only on their side. I have some of it too. Absolutely. I'm open to say in front of you guys, I'm open to have a discussion. I do find myself, though, in a position where if we're not going to openly communicate back and forth because I have hurt too, if all I'm going to be told is what I did wrong, but I can't say how I've been hurt too, then it's challenging. But that's a whole nother subject for a whole nother time. You see, that trauma, it's there, guys. The entitlement, it's there. But the point that I'm trying to get to, guys, is we have to ask ourselves the question, what is the event that is happening or the situation that's coming about? What is it about and who is it about? For example, when I gave you guys the example of that birthday party and that family member's coming, whose birthday is it? Is it your mom's, your aunt's, your uncle's, your sister, your niece, your nephew? Then they're the ones that matter, not you. Do they get along with their aunt or uncle or whoever that person is, the sister or whoever it is that you just don't get along with? Then that day should be more about them and not you. But we make it about us. And again, I say we because it's hard. No, you don't know what they did to me. You have no idea. Guys, I have lived a life where I have seen infidelities, I have seen betrayals, I have also seen people thinking that certain things belong to them. I have seen everything. Well, I have seen a lot of things, not everything, but I have seen a lot of things. And I almost can tell you I won't be surprised by anything that I hear, but I also know that there is nothing impossible for God. So no matter the situation that you find yourself in, there's nothing impossible for God. Some people think it's nuts that my wife talks to her dad. I remember when she made a post about it, man, they were attacking her like crazy. I kind of was one of them, to be honest with you. Not like directly like attacking her, but definitely concerned. But I have also seen the healing that it has brought into her life and the healing that it has brought into other people's lives. And no one can tell me that that is not God. That is God 100%. But you don't know that is God. But the pain, that is God. Let God work in that. There was an episode that I said, you know, if with Rudy and Tanya, that if we only share a part of our relationship secrets and we don't do the whole thing, God could only work with what we're sharing and the stuff that we're keeping. Well, he's not going to be able to work with because you're keeping it. But when you give him all, everything, all of you, the ugliness, the part that you feel so embarrassed to share about, when you give him that, he takes it and runs with it and can do miracles. Restore your marriage, restore relationships, bring back that loved one, bring back the relationship with your son, with your daughter. Amazing things can happen, guys. But with that being said, guys, bringing it back to the entitlement, I want you guys to ask yourself those questions, please. Who is this day for or this event for? And what are we going to do to love them, to show that they mean more than me? The day of the star, I was uncomfortable. My spirit was uneasy with a lot of things that I saw around me. But my job that day was to love my wife, support her, allow my kids to feel and be honored that they are Jenny Rivera grandkids. Me, I was honored to be her son-in-law. My goodness, like, I forget how special they are. Like, the accomplishment, the things she continues to achieve. Man, it is a complete honor. And it's just crazy how we forget these things in our daily living, in our daily entitlement. We just believe it rightfully belongs to us just because. When the truth is, we are all, hear me, we are all called to die to yourself to make the other person live. And I'll finish it with this. In any relationship that you in, marriages, if you're struggling, wife, die to yourself so that your husband can live. But you don't know. Mm-mm. Die to yourself so your husband can live. Husbands, die to yourself. Well, I work, I do this, and I do so much, and then I come home and I clean and I do this, and I still have to plan a date night, and I still have to buy flowers and be romantic and be intentional. Yes, die to yourself. Yes, because when you first married that woman, you were head over heels for her. You would sneak out of your house to go see her. You would do the impossible. You went to go speak to her parents. Te la robaste, whatever, but you did whatever you did to find her and get her. Dads that haven't been 100% there for their children, step up. Die to yourself. It's time for you to let your pride go. You've missed several years. All right, own up to it. You suck. But you want to continue sucking, or do you want to stop at some point and just handle your business? Those kids need you, whether you believe it or whether you don't, they need you. Stand up. Own it. Now, in the beginning, I get it. It's going to be crap. Baby mama's probably going to say a bunch of crap about you. Probably. But after a year, that's going to stop. And it's going to be so easy and comfortable to just drop them off and pick them up. Get them delivered to your house, and then you take them back. Whatever setup you guys have, man, dude, it's not going to stay like that forever. But you are going to have to pay a price for not being there. Same for a mom if a mom hasn't been there. It's just this entitlement that we just need to let go. And so many other relationships around us can live. If you don't have a good relationship with your dad, you don't have a good relationship with your mom, let it go. Understand that their upbringing was way different than yours. And yours could have sucked. Got it. But if yours sucked and you're reading books and you're trying to get better and developing, and if you're not, okay, there you go. You're not. But if you are and it's hard, now imagine it for them when these resources were not there. They did the best that they could. We got to forgive them and move on. I know in the Latin culture, Mexican culture for sure, rencores, man, rencores can hold back the blessing that God has for your family. If we just learn to love and to let go, so that God can move. I even speak it as an example, guys. I remember when Jackie and me were separated. We were starting our separation, and she wrote me a check for $70,000. I wanted to spend that money so bad, but I didn't. God told me no, and I didn't understand why at that time, but for a whole year, it was just sitting there. But if I would have just listened to me and my flesh and what I wanted, carro del año, lo hubiera tenido, the money would have depreciated. It would have just gone to crap and gone in a car just because I wanted to look nice in front of people and people can think I'm successful. But I'm so glad and grateful with God because he showed me a vision. I followed a vision that I didn't see, which is don't spend it yet. Wait, why? So when I got back with her, that's when God said, it's time to give it back. And check this out. It's not about the money. It's what it did to her heart. She ended up realizing, oh, this fool's not about the money. He didn't even spend it and he gave it back. It healed her heart. It healed mine. I got my wife back. I got my family back. I tell God I'm so grateful because I remember when I was in my mom's house, I would pray to him and I would be like, God, I want my wife to sleep in this bed next to me. And even now that we're back together, yes, we still argue. Yes, we still fight. But guys, she's in the bed next to me. I'm not perfect. I don't give these examples because this is the way and I know the key. I don't. But what I do know is sooner or later, when you continue to die to yourself, sooner or later, it will 100% give life to those areas around you. And you guys already know what God is hitting in your heart. There's people that are watching this channel right now that I know God is speaking to your heart. Families, I know a lot of us fight over money. God's hitting you in that. Let it go. Is it really worth it? Is a family member worth that family, that amount of money? I see it in my wife all the time, and I tell her, we're going to pray. Just do not let your heart get hardened. We're going to pray. It's tough, man. But it's not impossible. That's the hope that I hold and I know God will do. So, with that being said, guys, I hope you guys are learning, growing with me the same way I am. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and watching The Mac Effect. Peace. What's up, guys? You guys made it to the very end of the episode. What'd you guys think? Some vulnerability there for you, right? Like some, I think there was a lot of stuff for you to just receive and say, man, I got to start thinking about that. And I know little things can be taken as criticism or judgment, but not at all. This isn't to start a fight or anything with anyone else. This is literally to just say, you know what? We all go through it. I gave myself as an example for the simple reason of, you know, I want to lead by example. I am guilty of it too, just like everyone else. So, but thank you guys for staying in and watching that. With that being said, guys, it is a bittersweet moment as we are concluding season number 2 of The Mac Effect. It moves my heart just because, guys, if you've walked with me since the beginning or if you haven't, I'll share with you guys really quick. I just never thought this would be possible. I never thought this would be something for me. And yet here we are closing 2 seasons. Thank you, guys. Thank you. I can't say it enough. I do want to share with you guys exciting stuff as far as season 3. I'm already cooking it. I'm already got stuff coming down the line. I got special guests coming in. We're going to be talking about, I have 2 or maybe 3, it depends, couples of, you know, losing their baby. I have relationships that are newlyweds and how being recently married, how that can be a struggle. Starting to grow a family, that is a beautiful thing, but a challenging thing as well. And it's okay to say it's challenging. We're going to be talking about depression. I'm going to also bring guests back where we're going to resolve conflict. And it's tough because we don't want to resolve or we don't want to face the conflict. But when you're mature enough and just stable enough, you understand, you don't take it personal. You understand that, hey, we both were lacking in some areas and we just have to say sorry. We move on and allow love to do what love does, which is restore. I have a lot of great guests. I have more family members coming in. I have in-laws coming in. Just great stories, great conversations. And I'm open for more. So if you have any ideas or if you even want to maybe share your story, share it. My email address is going to be right there. You guys have the perfect way to contact me. Comment it too. I have no problem. Reach out. Let's see what we can do. Let's see what the Mac Effect is going to grow into, where it's going to go. One thing I am going to ask, or 2 things I'm going to ask from you guys right now. 1 is to continue sharing it, please. Share it. Suggest it to a loved one, a friend, a spouse. Don't throw it in their faces, because as men, trust me, I don't want someone telling me what to do. Just be like, hey, this might be a good suggestion for us to watch together and see what we can learn from it, both of us collectively. Because the truth is, everyone has to get better. The husband, the wife, kids, everyone needs to get better in something. And number two, guys, I'm humbly going to ask you guys, please, I'm going to put right there my Venmo. And the purpose of the Venmo is going to be for upgrading, updating, developing. It's all going to take, it's all going to go back into the Mac Effect, and it's just going to be to grow the channel. Any contribution would help. I just would be greatly appreciated. If any of the episodes blessed you and you want to give, great. And if you don't want to, don't do it. I don't want to hear those comments of like, oh, this is what he was doing it for. I know people are going to be thinking that, but I don't move. That's the reason why I'm sharing it with you guys, because I don't move by what people are going to be thinking. I do what's in my heart. And I know a lot of you, hopefully, are blessed and move where, hey, a blessing helps, because we can update many different things around us. So, yeah, guys, thank you again so much for blessing me in season two. I hope I did the same for you. I'm going to miss you guys for a little bit. We're going to take a couple weeks off to see where God wants to direct season three. But I promise you, we're going to come back. We're going to have some great stories, and you guys are going to love them. With that being said, guys, it's emotional. Season two of my dream, The Mac Effect. Wow. Peace, guys.